Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yudalet, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, Kol Knesia Shilashem Shamayim, Sofa Lishkayim, Veshein Lishem Shamayim, Ain Sofa Lishkayim. Says Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, every assembly, every gathering, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of heaven, will ultimately endure. However, any assembly, any gathering, any meeting, which is not for the sake of heaven, not for the sake of Hashem, will not ultimately endure. Take a look at Rabbi Yonah's commentary on Avos. He understands that a Knesia Lishem Shemaim means a Torah meeting, a meeting where people come together to talk, to discuss inyanim relating to Torah, to mitzvos, chesed, ma'isin tovim. That's a Knesia Shehi Lishem Shemaim. In Avos to Rabbi Nassin as well, Perek Mem, Mishnah Yud, the Avos to Rabbi Nassin defines and describes what exactly is a Knesia Lishem Shemaim. He says, Matan Torah, the assembly that took place by Maimer HaSinai, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, when all Klal Yisrael got together, that was a Knesia, that was a gathering and assembly for the sake of heaven. The same thing is true, he said, were the Anshe Knesses HaGdola, the men of the great assembly, Anshe Knesses HaGdola, that gathering of those great men was for the purpose of heaven, and thus the called the Knesses HaGdola, the great gathering. On the other hand, of course, the examples that the Avos to Rabbi Nassim gives of just the opposite, the polar opposite of the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, they gathered, they discussed, they got together to talk about how they could do just the opposite. No different than all evildoers when they gather together to come up with plans to uproot and to rebel and to cause damage to Klal Yisrael. Those are examples of Knesios Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. However, we can also extend the meaning of this Mishnah. We all know we go to meetings, whether they're board meetings, today Zoom meetings, or conference calls, and meetings of the like, and we often hear many different ideas, opinions, and some meetings are successful, and some meetings are not successful. Some meetings, there's banter, there's argument, there's poking fun, there's complete dichotomy and inability to work together. While other meetings, people are able to work together and be able to manage to come up with programs successfully to help others and to help institutions. What's the difference between a meeting that's going to be successful and a meeting that's going to break down and fall apart? There are two answers to this question. One is what the Medrash Shmuel says on this Mishnah. The word that's used for a meeting or an assembly is knesia. Says the Medrash Shmuel, there could have been another word used, kol kinus shehi l'shem shemayim, which would have been more appropriate even grammatically. Any kinus, any gathering for the sake of heaven, would exist and will endure. Why then does the Mishnah say kol knesia? What's the addition of the latter two letters, yud and hey? Says the Medrash Shmuel, if you want a kinus, if you want an assembly, a meeting to be successful, it has to be with the last two letters, Yud Kei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be in the center. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the one who we're answering to. Not the president, not the vice president, not the chief of staff. But if everybody has the best idea in mind, meaning they're working for the Yah, for the Ka, for the Knesia, but it's not assembly that's divorced, devoid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the center and everybody has the same idea, the same goal, the same agenda. To be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, then the Mishnah says, Kol L'shi Shem Shemayim, Sofa L'Hiskayim. But V'Shein L'Shem Shemayim, if a Knes, if a gathering is not L'Shem Shemayim, in Sofa L'Hiskayim, it's not going to succeed. It will not have the power, the potency, the effectiveness of a meeting that will have long-during endurance. I once heard, I believe it was from Rav Huttner, who said the success for meetings finds itself in the following pasuk in Mishlei. Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud Dalet. Says the Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech, Be'ein tachpulos yipol am, usishua berov yoetz. Shlomo HaMelech teaches, Be'ein tachpulos, when there's no ideas, thought process, plan of action, yipol am, the nation will fall apart. Uchua Berov Yoetz. But salvation and success will be found with Berov Yoetz, when one has an idea. And as Rav Huttner on this pasuk, it doesn't fit grammatically. It should say, Bein Tachpulos Yipolam Utshua Berov Yoetzim. That would be grammatically equivalent. If there are no good ideas, intentions, success, Tachpulos, then the nation will fall. But true salvation will be found by Rav Yoatzim, with the majority of good counsel and ideas. Why does the pasuk conclude true Rav Yoatz in the singular? Says Rav Huttner that he often attends meetings. And at various meetings, you could tell right away if they're going to go or if they're not going to go. If people come into a meeting, Berov Yoatzim, that they each have the best counsel, they each have the best idea, 5, 10, 20, 25 people are meeting, and each one of them have their own independent idea for success, it's going to flounder, it's going to falter, it's going to fall apart. That's true, Berov Yoatzim. If everybody thinks that they have the best idea, if everybody thinks that they have the secret to success, the ultimate idea and the best plan moving forward, it's not going to go. But do you know in meetings, do you know when conference calls are going to be successful? If it's true, Berov Yoatz. If the majority is willing to work together to come up with a plan, that's teamwork. That's success. True, Berov Yoatz. That's what we have to be working at. And so often, whatever idea, or whatever initiative, or whatever genre we're involved with, whether it's a family initiative, whether it's a communal initiative, a chesed initiative, a mitzvah initiative, if it's a shul, a yeshiva, when there's so many ideas on the table, and there's so many wonderful ideas, bright ideas, intelligent ideas. But if everybody's coming with their own independent idea, nobody's looking to help, and nobody's listening to the other person, then it's Rov Yoatzim. It's just a lot of ideas being said, and nobody's listening because you're not listening to the other person, and everybody's just talking aloud and speaking about themselves and their own personal idea and agenda and initiative. But Uchua Barov Yoetz, says Shlomo Melch, if salvation will come through the idea when everybody's looking to work toward one idea, toward one counsel, toward one successful initiative, we listen to each other, we hear each other, we're working together to build. And that is, as this Mishnah says, when it's a Knesia. When the Yud and the K, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is here, is with us. That's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate agenda. And when we're working for the boss, when we're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sofa Lehiskayim, it will work. Let's make sure all our meetings, all our conferences, all our initiatives, when we work together as a team, be it in work, be it with family, be it on a professional level or on a lay level, be it on a familial level or on a communal, wherever it is, let's make sure that there's a teamwork. That's a Knesia L'Sheilim Shemayim. That's a gathering for the sake of heaven. And when we gather for the sake of heaven with the same ideas, working together, even though we don't always agree, but we're willing to work together to try to come up with a Yov Yoetz, with counsel that's going to work for one, that's going to work for all, Sofa L'Hiskayim. But v'sheinu l'shem shemayim, if it's not a knesia with Yud Kei, and if it's not a knesia with the Rov Yoetz, then lo aleinu, the ultimate downfall, the inability to succeed, and ultimately it will not endure. May we be zocheh to work on this.